people are at a stage now where they're very disappointed with the response from the insurance companies, and they're at a stage as well where they don't know where to turn next. You know, community groups can't avail of Red Cross funding because they are insured, yet all the insurance companies are not paying out. And, you know, it's a very, very hard time for them at the minute. And coming up to Christmas and times like this, these sort of facilities, this is where they make their money to keep the centres open throughout the year. And community groups can't avail of claiming back money for loss of earnings. So households, community groups, people are just, you know, at a very vulnerable stage now at the minute. And I think the government must now, you know, make these insurance companies to make decisions, at the least make decisions, to clear up whether they are or whether they are not going to pay out.
And has there been any communication from insurance companies to these groups and sporting organisations at all?
You know, some of them are finding it very, very difficult to get any communication. Some of them are finding it difficult to get answers, to get people to answer questions. And they're sort of just, you know, kicking the can down the road as day goes by and week goes by. It's a hard situation for families. A lot of families would like to be back in their own homes by Christmas. That doesn't look like that's going to happen for a number of families. The same with the smoking facilities. None of that's going to happen now this side of Christmas. And that's disappointing.